Welcome to the C-Free Cancer-Free Podcast. I'm Pamela, your host for all things positively cancer-free. Y'all know my story of surviving colon and liver cancer, but it's not just me. Today, I'm bringing you a very inspirational story of survival from Tony Newell. Welcome, Tony. Thank you for being here. And can you share your story with our tribe?
Well, thanks, Pamela, for having me. Yes, my name is Tony Newell. I was diagnosed with colon cancer with mets to the liver back in February 2018. After a year and a half of looking for trying to determine what my symptoms were, I fought it for 9 months with a surgery in February to get the colon cancer out. And then 4 months later, I had liver surgery to take three spots out of my liver. And they only took 10%, but I was blessed that it was only 10% because my liver was a fatty liver. So they would not have been able to take any more out. So it was only the 10%, and then 3 more months of chemo and back to it.
That is fantastic. As you and I both know, not everyone survives both of these cancers alone, yet both of them together. So thank you for the encouragement. Is there someone, or perhaps many people, that you would like to thank for supporting you through this time?
Yes, I'd like to thank my wife for being there for me and helping me through it, getting me to doctor's appointments and being with me during chemo sessions, and my daughter, Sarah, and my sister-in-law, Amy. She was there with us too and helped us through a lot. And she started getting me into smoothies and drinking smoothies to better my diet. So those three ladies were a blessing. And then, of course, God was there with me also through it all. So
amen. Amen. That is so true. It's hard to imagine trying to get through times like these, cancer and facing death and surgeries and awful poison put in us without God. I don't know how people do it. So I totally agree with you. Tony, what advice can you give others battling cancer?
Do not give up. To trust your doctors. And if you don't trust your doctor, I'd say get another doctor. I was fortunate enough to have the best. I went to Banner Hospital in Arizona, Phoenix. And they were associated with MD Anderson, so I had the best doctors. Just don't give up. Take time for yourself, and don't feel bad for taking time for yourself. You deserve this time, and you need it for health. But just to relax and concentrate on fighting this and getting through it.
I totally agree. That is so important to just, you know, a lot of people, the buzzword these days is self-care, but it is really true when battling cancer, because you have to just kind of go inward and connect with God and your soul and figure out how to do it, because nobody can do it for you. You can have help like you and I both did, but you truly have to pull your own self up by the bootstraps and fight.
Yes. And it was very hard for me to do at first. I'm a worker. I like to work. I like to do things, and I don't like sitting around. I'm a goer. But during that 9 months, I took the time off from work and I concentrated on doctor visits and just resting. And, that's all I did. And I was okay with that. I didn't feel like I had to do anything. I just shut down and concentrated on that and getting healthy.
And it worked. It did.
It did.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, because with each story we can share of beating cancer, the more hope and encouragement it's going to give to everybody. Thank you so much, Tony. God bless, and we'll talk again.
Okay, thank you, Pamela, and keep up the your storytelling. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye-bye.